Oh, and then there's this story in Block Club Chicago today. Here's just the headline. With no chemistry teacher, Chicago student teaches her own class. Quote, they forgot about us. Mina Bloom tells this story, and she joins us now on WGN. Hi, Mina. Thanks for giving us your time. What a story.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
How did you find out about this?
So I received a message from a teacher at Clemente High School in Humboldt Park, Westtown area at the end of last school year. And that teacher just had really serious concerns about what was been going on in the school. The teacher said that essentially that there weren't enough teachers in classrooms, that teachers were either calling in absent frequently or they were leaving their jobs. And that was leaving students in classes without teachers for hours a day, that students were sitting in classes with really nothing to do for hours a day. And so I took this message seriously, and I dove into the issue, and I talked to as many people as I could, teachers, parents, school employees, and education experts, to really paint a portrait of what's going on at Clemente High School in Chicago.
And in that portrait, you said that 43% of CPS teachers, not just at Clemente, had 10 absences or more. Almost half of the teaching staff missed 2 weeks of curriculum time at the school. I don't know how that compares to other places, but that sure sounds like a lot to me. But even then, I wonder if a teacher, for whatever reason, doesn't go to school that day, don't they get a substitute? I mean, the classrooms have some sort of adult supervision, right?
They do. And there are substitutes at Clemente and at other schools. And at Clemente, they were regularly calling in substitutes. And, you know, the problem with substitutes, as maybe your listeners can remember, sitting in high school and having a sub, like on your sub days, you know, you don't always, you know, you're not always doing the work that, the rigorous work, I should say, that you were doing the other days. And so if you're having a sub every day or for months, you can imagine that you're really missing out on vital instruction.
So then tell us about Carolina or Carolina.
Yeah. So Carolina, she is now a senior at Clemente High School, and she taught her chemistry class her sophomore year for about 2 months. She got up in front of the class about a week after their teacher left. She was just so frustrated that her and her classmates weren't learning, and she just wanted to do something about it. So she got up in front of her class. She designed a curriculum. She actually got some help from other teachers at the school to design that curriculum. And she taught. She was using a projector just like a teacher does. And she taught up in front of the class for a week, and then she was leading small groups for some weeks after that. And chemistry is not the only class that Carolina taught. Her freshman year, she also taught her algebra class. And that was the same circumstances. The teacher left all of a sudden, and she felt like, well, we're not learning. Why are we just sitting here? I want to make sure that I learned something, that my peers learned something. So she got up in front of the class and started teaching.
Mina, in each case, was there a substitute teacher that just wasn't qualified to teach algebra and chemistry? There was somebody else in there. She wasn't.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so there, I don't want to suggest there was no supervision. So in both of these cases, there were subs, but they weren't always the same subs, and they didn't have lesson plans, and they didn't know the subjects. And then sometimes there weren't subs. Sometimes there were other employees covering the classes, like a security guard or a school clerk.
I don't know if this story is inspiring or angering. It's clearly a little bit of each. How did she know algebra and chemistry?
That's a great question. She's a very bright student, a very bright young person. And, you know, she studied in her free time. She would create lesson plans in her free period. She would go to FedEx after school and print out assignments, and she'd consult other teachers at the school. You know, I want to teach this class. Can you help me? I want to create a curriculum. I know she told me that she was just doing her own research on her Chromebook, trying to figure out, you know, what does a basic chemistry class look like for sophomores? And she just designed it by going through those steps.
I'm surprised the administration at that school allowed that. I mean, this is, you know, again, this is the good part is the initiative and the intelligence and the maturity of that young lady. But still, she's not a qualified teacher. I'm surprised they let her do that.
Right. Yeah, and I mean, unfortunately, the administration of the school didn't talk to me for this story. So I don't know to what extent they knew that she was teaching, but certainly other teachers in the building knew that she was teaching. Other school leaders, parents knew. I mean, it's kind of just an open secret. We know that Carolina was teaching classes. Everyone I would talk to would say. So, I don't know exactly what the principal knew, but I do know that Carolina actually created a petition to get a permanent chemistry teacher. She got dozens of student signatures, and she delivered it to the principal, and the principal did receive it. And the principal did hire a chemistry teacher, but not until the following year, until after Carolina and her classmates had already aged out of that particular class.
I wonder what the other students would say. That is, were they interested in learning chemistry? Did they take her seriously? Mm-hmm. I wonder what that interaction was like.
Yeah, that's a great question, too. I did talk to other students in her class that she taught, and they were really appreciative of Carolina and what she did for them. They just thought she was amazing, that she didn't need to do it, but she did it out of the goodness of her heart. And with that being said, though, the one student that I talked to and some others, they talked about how they struggled with the chemistry portion of the state exam that they had to take because they didn't have a qualified certified teacher. And so in that way, they were frustrated, you know, because they didn't really get the education that they had hoped for.
Broader picture, how common is the problem of teachers not attending their classes and CPS not getting qualified teachers to pick up the ball?
Yeah, I mean, I can't say, you know, that there's a certain number of schools that, you know, are in a similar situation as Clemente. But what I can say is that this is an issue that a lot of education experts, both national and local, have been concerned about for some years now. And the reason that, part of the reason that this is happening is because we are experiencing a nationwide teacher shortage. And it's just been harder to get teachers hired in public schools. So, you know, that is a big part of it. And, you know, the Chicago Teachers Union, which is currently fighting for a new teachers contract, recently basically submitted a campaign that shows the vacancies, the teacher vacancies in all of CPS schools. Mm-hmm. And there are schools that have, you know, 8 to 10 teacher vacancies. And that's a lot of vacancies. So CPS is aware that there is a nationwide teacher shortage and that it is impacting schools. And like you mentioned earlier, teacher absenteeism is an issue right now. Teacher attendance hit a 5-year low last year. So these are issues that are impacting other schools, and I'm interested in continuing to report this as this issue continues.
I'm also interested, we have to say so long for now, Mina, but now that the story is out, I suspect that an embarrassed administration there or principal at the time needs to speak up and respond to this. And if you continue to report on it, you and I continue to talk about it.
I would be happy to talk to you about it more. And if there are follow-up stories, I would love to come back on.
Mina Bloom is a reporter at Block Club Chicago. The 15-year-old stood up and taught the chemistry class.